and welcome to the real For Sure First Between Realms, whatever we're talking, we're not playing episode. That's the
we're
full
just
title.
Chit-chatting,
we're just chit-chatting.
I like After Quest.
After Quest is a close second.
I like that name.
After Quest might be better than Between Realms.
After Quest is cute.
It is cute.
I think Between Realms is cuter.
We are
There's division. We hate you.
Venna is absent. Yeah. That's all we're going to go into on that. She's just gone.
She ain't right here.
Vanquished. She ain't.
She might be late.
She was vanquished. The dragon got her.
The dragon did get her. The dragon paranoia set in.
I think I'm going to be sending Steven. By the way, hi, Steven.
Hi,
in case
Steven.
You're editing there.
Hi, Steven. Hey. Hi, Steven. I've never met you before.
We really love and appreciate you. So
he's our producer.
Steven is our producer.
Yeah, this we is are, probably not
this
making
is,
it
I mean, this is probably not making it.
That's okay. So, no, actually, let's make it a no. Let's say, hey, Steven, we love you.
Steven, we love you.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is time of recording. It is Valentine's
Day. And
yeah, let's date the episode. I think,
I think platonic love is the most forbidden type of love in our modern era. So I think we need to propagate platonic love more in our regular lives. Yeah. So Steven, we love you.
We love
platonically.
You.
Happy Valentine's Day.
He took us in when we were nothing but a thought in my brain.
None of us exist.
None of us exist.
He's doing multiple voices very well right now.
What can I say? I'm just that talented.
Talent. Well, do we want to begin on our set list?
On our set list, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a musician, so that's...
Let's start with re-explaining the worst and the lost episode, I think.
So, I mentioned Painter in the first episode.
You mentioned Painter in the
because first episode. Because when I get the crit on the history check, I'm like, this is revenge for Painter.
Yeah.
So, who is Painter?
Who is Painter?
Painter... was Andrew's character.
My old PC.
In my campaign. It was part of the you guys were the worst. Yeah. Spelled with a U.
The worst.
The worst.
We will be referring to old campaign as the worst from now on.
Yeah. That's it was the worst campaign.
W-U-R-S-T.
As in...
It was also probably both. It was
Tabaxi Rogue as well.
Yeah, it was a Tabaxi Rogue.
He was the main character, basically. By accident. Because we just ended it in the middle of his arc. But we're going to probably talk about it a lot because it was 3 years of our lives and it very recently.
A very long time.
I think I wrote more homebrew than content for the game. I'm going to be real. I have just pages of subclasses and races and rules.
You should probably publish it one day.
I should. Yeah. I have a full class. Me and Andrew made a class together. I was going to make another subclass for it as well.
There's already three.
I think there's four.
Is there four now?
Wait, there's Topaz, Amethyst, Emerald, and Sapphire. There's four.
There's four. You're right. How dumb of me. Forget.
How could you? Yeah. I want to play a character with that again because I want to try out the other subclasses and see how broken they are.
Yeah. So I decided to play a monk.
Yeah.
Back to the worst.
Yeah.
Kelly played a monk.
I was like, yeah, this is a good decision. And it was way fun.
It was a good decision.
Dude,
but my DPS was just so low, which is fine, but I had so much fun because I was the most mobile. I had the mobile feat and I was alert. I was a warforged. And I had a ring of jumping.
You were an enabler in combat.
I was an enabler.
You stun them, and the Painter does 60 points of damage.
Yeah. Yeah. For reference, this is the party makeup, okay? Two rogues at one point. No, three.
Three.
Three at one point.
Yeah.
Four at one point.
Yes, four at one point. Four rogues. We did have players that jumped in.
Three main cast. Well, two main cast. One player kind of fell off at the end.
Yeah. We love him, though.
Yeah. And then the monk, who was basically our frontliner. We had a bard.
Oh, like a 22.
Yeah, that never
at some points
cast a spell.
I cast a lot of spells.
I made
it was
a
really
low
stupid.
Charge yeah. so you could know. Yeah.
Like speak with animals so I could talk to that one snail that we left.
I thought it was really creative.
But I liked Dwayne.
Yeah. Like I did, but I didn't.
I liked RPing more, honestly.
That was kind of
I learned a ton about roleplay and improv.
which for me is like one of the, I feel like one of my strong points as a player is improv. Not to say that like, I think I'm just more comfortable with it because I've done it a lot more.
Yeah.
At tables. I usually find myself being the mother hen. So if that happens again, that's probably going to, it is going to, the character I have.
It's inevitable.
It's inevitable going to happen. I'm the mother hen. I'm hopefully just going to talk less this time.
My improv skills showed when I ran the club game that Charlie played in occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I couldn't be there all the time.
No. But for those sessions, we did like 14 sessions. I think I planned out the entire session maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like I had a lot of the worst campaign was in my head.
Yeah.
Another thing that we should acknowledge, Chains was the name of the BBEG.
Yes.
So whenever the word chains is said, that's all I can think of. That boss fight was so underwhelming. And from my perspective.
Yeah.
It was just like, yep.
Yeah, yep. It's, I think I wish.
No, I feel like it was just,
it was terrifying in the way that Glass Cannon is terrifying.
Yeah.
Because we finished it rather quickly. But whenever it got to Chain's turns, we were all like, please don't kill us.
Yeah. Because that was what I was scared of is like, you guys took him down really fast because you did a lot of damage. He could, I don't have my phone. If he got 4 melee attacks in a turn, and if he hit, no, if even if he just took, because he could replace melee attacks with like spell casting and other abilities. If he decided, I'm going to go all in on melee attacks, I think he did like an extra 66. On a hit of his choice. Because he did that when he chopped off Painter's arm.
Yes.
You took 7.
I almost went over my max.
Yeah.
That time.
And that was a normal
hit. That was a regular hit.
And that's why I gave you guys that party of the Tabaxi helpers. Because I was like, because they were supposed to basically be cannon fodder. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to take hits for you.
We saved all of them.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I don't think.
I loved the Battlemaster plays.
Dude,
he
was my favorite out of all of them. I think was he deaf?
Yeah, he was deaf.
Yeah. And then he was blind during the fight.
Yeah. To this day, Battlemaster remains my favorite subclass in all of D&D.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because whenever I get access to a Battlemaster, I'm like, oh, I'm going to play the heck out of this guy.
It's so fun.
Fighters so much more interesting.
I remember the play that I made with Easel, Kelly's character, where I had to do like a 4D chess. Like, how do I move him? And then
You were in like the area of effect for something.
As a 40K player, like that level of tactical like ability in Dungeons & Dragons, just it makes me so happy to be able to like have those 4D chess moves. Yeah. I also, at the end, I drank a potion of Hildrite, giant strength, and a potion of growth. So we just have this giant mech suit guy, like this giant robot that is just absolutely beefed up, just at the end of the fight, just barreling towards
him. I was so tempted to make you a context. Easel had trauma, and sometimes he would just start attacking everyone.
Like PTSD episode.
Yeah. I was so tempted to make you make wisdom saving throws at that point. Because how much more interesting would that fight have been
if Easel went off?
I don't know. I learned a lot as a writer. And my next project, I'm taking a lot more time into.
Have you guys ever played or seen the Cyberpunk system? Or like just seen its rules?
I haven't seen the rules. That's another one I really want to play.
Red system I've also played. And it's like, it's way deadly, but it's like way fun. Because there's rules for ramming someone with a car. You know what I'm saying? Like there's rules for using a guy as a human shield. There is rules for pushing someone off of a building. You know what I mean? Like, so you have less actions per turn, but the things you can do per turn are like way crazier because you need to think about like, oh, do I spray bullets to keep all these guys' heads down while my buddies run across the hallway? Like that's the kind of tactical game.
More tactical.
Yeah.
I like,
and like your guys will die. If your GM is doing it right, like you need to make multiple characters or you will die.
Yeah.
Or like, because it's crazy. And you can be like a rocker boy. I love like your power can just be that you have groupies.
That's amazing.
Like there are just, you have a fan base that follows you around. Or, if you're like a news guy, it's like you have like you just bring things to public attention, stuff like that. Like that's
kind of really cool.
Yeah. It's
communication majors rise up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like I love D&D. Of course, D&D has a lovely place in my heart.
For sure.
But I love other RPGs because I like seeing what we can do with it. That's why I'm really enjoying the Root and like Powered by Systems. Mm-hmm. Is just, it's like especially the Root, like reading it. And when we did the little one shot, like I think I remember I like opened it and I was like, forget everything. This is not D&D. This is something so different. And I love that pen and paper can have go in so many ways.
Yeah. And I, like that being said, I'll play D&D till the day I die.
Yeah.
But I love exploring those systems too.
You know what I want to play? And it's by the same people who made the Root one. I want to play the Avatar one.
Oh yeah.
That one
yeah,
looks Avatar really fun. Sounds,
yeah.
So fun.
I would love to do this with this table as well. Or just at least people here with our friends. This doesn't necessarily have to be a podcast thing. But
right.
What I did at one of my other tables was we switched DMs every week, but the campaign stayed the same. So like we all had how we explained it was we had amulets that would like swap us out. Because we called it ourselves the dumpster fire for hire.
That's awesome.
So like these amulets would swap out the characters every week. So we could just basically try out a new character idea every single week. And then the DM would swap every week. So like that's this, really cool. This week is a pirate ship episode. This week is a haunted house episode. Mm-hmm. And there were just like an excuse for all these things happening. But then also it was really fun when every week we would coordinate. We'd be like, all right, let's all make Disney princesses. Right. So like I was that's Ariel. So I was like a water elf artificer. Cause she's like a collector, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And so, or a narcoleptic, like Sleeping Beauty. Like she was like, she was like a narcoleptic wizard. So awesome.
I would play the heck out of I don't remember the princess from Brave.
Merida?
Yeah. Merida. Merida. Dude, freaking just
Ranger.
Ranger.
Yeah. I'd bowl my eye at you.
I would try and make her a fighter. Dude, Arcane Ranger. If it was better.
Oh, I wish Arcane Archer.
Archer. That's what I said. Yeah.
I wish it was so
better. Just make it cool. So that the shots are equal to your proficiency bonus.
And that's why Homebrew exists.
That's
why Homebrew exists.
What about you, Beavis? Any thoughts? Any prayers?
I don't know a lot about technical gameplay with D&D. I just am in it for the vibes most of the time.
In it
for the vibes.
And I've never been a DM. There was a time where I tried to run a campaign with some of my friends and I got together for the first meeting and then didn't do anything else after that. So
was that the one that I did with you?
Yeah, the Inquisitor.
I think we have that book.
Yeah, because I bought it for that reason.
But yeah, we can redo one day.
I don't know.
I've had a lot of session zeros and not as many.
Yeah.
Not as many campaigns as I've had session zeros. I'd like to help bridge the gap.
I don't know. I don't think I would be too great at DMing because I kind of freeze up, I guess. But being a character, I think definitely being a character has helped me work on improv because I've never done anything like that other than playing D&D.
Yeah.
So that would be good.
Don't talk about like after a session, and granted, a lot of the sessions are the worst. We were like doing like 8-hour sessions, especially there towards the end. But like even after a 4-hour session, I was so tired. Mm-hmm. We'd hit hour 3 and I was like, I want to go to bed. Like I can go sleep right now.
Yeah.
Cause it's so exhausting.
My favorite style. Now my favorite like timing style is like a session every week. That's like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's a little bit easier. And also it helps because if one person can't make it to a session, but it's like,
they don't miss
8 hours of the content. They miss like 10.
But I mean, it was in one of those 8-hour sessions that, and I was going to bring this up earlier, is you gave me my favorite moment.
Yes.
I'm pointing at Kelly. You gave me my favorite moment in DMing just ever. And then immediately following that was one of the dumbest moments ever witnessed. Okay. We were in chapter 5. So that's the end of the book. And there is this mirror. It's the classic trope, shows you what you desire the most. And Kelly's character, Easel, had this really like improvised moment where I was like, this is what you see. And it was like, the character was really new at that point.
Yeah.
And we were
very underdeveloped. Just very new. I joined in like halfway through. Not even halfway. Like the last quarter.
Yeah, it was like very end. But like, it was this very emotional moment. You had this big reaction and I was like, I did it. Yeah. I did it. And then we go into the next room and there's a mahogany table and I read the word mahogany. And these fools laugh for like 20 minutes.
It was so fun.
It was me, Venna, and
Well, no, Jude was the one that said it.
It was like, it was probably Jude.
It was like,
shout out to Jude. Yeah.
There's a mahogany table. I go,
a solid 20 minutes.
It was so cool.
I had to reread like the little description.
I missed
the
box.
No. I had to reread that description box like five times. And I think in the end, I just read the word table. Like, I think I skipped the word mahogany because they put an end here in the word.
Yeah.
It was like 9 o'clock and we started at like 1 o'clock.
You gotta stay on your feet, you know? It's like we're on your toes.
Stand
the board game route.
There's the RPG route we were talking about, and then there's the board game. Both are great.
I just played Root today earlier on Steam.
Wow.
Sorry.
I want to play more Root.
When you guys were busy, I would have invited you guys. But
also, we were doing Valentine's stuff.
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Andrew and I
are not.
I was not doing
Valentine's
stuff.
This is our Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was in classes. And doing homework.
I went to Maverick earlier today on the way here, and the guy was like, "How's your Valentine's Day?" I was like, and I did the whole platonic love spiel, and he was like, "I love you." I was like, "I love you too, man." Those are the kind of interactions I have on the regular. That's what happens when you make eye contact with people. By the way, with strangers, because people can't handle that. So. But if they can't handle it, they're the realest ones. And then they'll say, "I love you." There'll be a guy working at Maverick and they'll say, I love you
to a stranger.
Yeah. That is my advice you guys won't hear this on Valentine's Day. You'll hear this
probably weeks later.
Yeah, weeks later.
Maybe a month even.
But if you need to hear "I love you," then say it first. And then boom. That was completely off the rails. Do you have another bullet?
We went to Maverick.
Yeah,
we're done with this topic.
Oh, before we get into other stuff, I did want to talk about like podcast things. So this is a podcast. As Steven would say, this is an Algid Productions podcast. Steven's way better at it than I am.
Zach, who that was at the end of it? Was that
Steven? That was Steven.
Oh,
I've never even spoken with him. You should message me on Discord. Just so we can say.
I'd like to meet Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Yeah. So all of this communicating is mostly happening through Andrew.
Through me. I'm emailing Mr. Yeah. Back and forth.
Is your last name? Can I call you by your last name? Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
I introduce myself by my first name.
These kinds of details.
You should also put your social security number.
I have my mother's maiden name.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I listen to... there's lots of other podcasts on the thing. There's so many.
There's one that's about film that me and Vanna checked out.
Oh, really?
Really good.
I haven't checked that one out yet. There's the second, I think it's the second or the first now most popular. Algid has a tier list of podcasts. Not really a tier list, but like
how many downloads
the shows have.
Uh-huh. We have 20.
And the top one is, My Parents' Basement. I've listened to all their episodes at this point. Great fellows. They like mentioned us at the top of an episode for like 10 minutes.
They did?
They did, which was
super cool.
The way they were talking about it, they were offended they didn't get invited onto this podcast, which I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
LMI say hi.
Check out other podcasts on the platform because most of them are really cool.
Yeah. I need to listen to more podcasts in general because what I do outside of these episodes, I just disappear. And so I need to stop doing that so I can listen to
recording.
I
exist.
I mostly I listen to like Mistborn whenever I have time.
Mistborn is so good.
I just started listening to it while painting. It's 10 out of 10.
Right over there.
Right. Yeah.
Right about audiobooks.
So yeah.
Cause
next time I'm painting my Warhammer minis, which was the top one you recommended that mentioned us again.
My parents' basement. They have like.
I will listen to my parents' basement.
Also,
wait, what do they do?
They're like a never talk about everything podcast.
Oh, okay.
Is it two dudes talking?
Two dudes talking.
Yeah, okay.
Literally, that's why it's my parents' basement.
I got
that's a genre.
A podcast genre that is my favorite thing ever.
I wrote a paper talking about podcasts. and like analyzing different genres of podcasts.
Awesome.
And this was
what was your favorite genre?
My favorite genre is the Reddit Am I the
Those are so good. Dude.
They're too
just
good.
A guy read it aloud.
Me. Text 34 read aloud.
Anyway, that was I just thought I'd mention that because that's cool. That's good. I think that's good. We're good.
All right.
That's
we love you guys. We love you next time. Thank you for
thank you.
We have more downloads than I even knew.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Needless self promotion.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
Because statistically, this is when people will do it. Say, hey, follow.
Hey, follow. Hey, you right listening, you right there that know us just from our voices. Can you follow?
Hey, you read Mistborn.